Now, a story about a mother and daughter bound through impersonation. Comedian Maria Bamford imitates her mother for laughs on stage, and that got NPR's Elise Spiegel wondering about how that might have affected their relationship. Elise is co-host of NPR's new show about human behavior. It's called Invisibilia. And this week's episode is all about the idea of entanglement, the ways in which we are all invisibly connected.
In her professional life, Maria Bamford often plays her mom.
My mom, I'll tell you a little about myself. My mom told me before I went to my first girl-boy party in the eighth grade. She said, "Okay, remember what we talked about? Gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes 1, 2. Watch the cold sores. Date rape is a lot more common than people think. You look so gorgeous. Oh, Jenny's mom's here to pick you up. Well, have a good time."
Bits like this are standard in Bamford's act. Sometimes the version of her mom that she plays is just funny because the mom can be so charmingly upbeat about the horrors of the world that it's hilarious. But sometimes the imitations feel like they're about elements in their relationship that have a darker side, like in this YouTube bit she did.
"So, sweetie, are you taking a shower? Can I just get in there real quick and just show you something? Oh, I didn't know you were naked. Oh, sweetie, listen, if you want to get breast implants, we will support you, not financially, but emotionally."
So what happens when you mess in a very public way with an entanglement that's pretty complicated already, the emotional entanglement between mother and daughter? How does that affect things? Will you tell me what you had for breakfast?
Oh, I had oatmeal.
I had bran buds.
Greek yogurt.
Rice milk.
On two different days in two different states, with the blessing of both, we spoke to Maria and her mom, whose name is Marilyn Bamford, about this. We started with Maria, who said her mom imitations were some of the very first comedy bits she ever did, and that in the beginning she did them to get a kind of distance or control over her relationship with her mother.
"For me, it was a time in life of, like, detaching from my family or detaching from, you know, what I think they want me to be. Like, my mom, I remember she did, or what I heard her say, of course she may have a different feeling of what she said at the time, but she said, if you don't wear makeup..."
"Honey, when you don't wear makeup, you look mentally ill."
"So now when I go home, I'm certain to wear thick green eyeshadow and a line of lipstick around my lips, huh? Baby, look pretty now, mommy."
Oh, it feels like she's got me down perfectly in terms of voice, cadence, vocabulary.
And what about the things that you say? I mean,
quite a bit of that is not exactly what I say. The one I think about was the one where she has me saying, "When you don't wear lipstick, you look mentally ill."
Yeah.
And she and I have gone back and forth about that because I know I didn't say it that way. I said, "You look depressed." I mean, that's my memory of it. On the other hand, she remembers what she remembers.
But still, Marilyn doesn't seem disturbed at all by her daughter's impression of her, even by the things that she feels are misrepresentations of what she said or how she is. She sees the impression as helpful.
And so when I say something like, "Oh, I don't think I said that," and then we have a discussion about it, it is helpful in the end. But I know there are probably some times where I have chosen not to say anything about it because I'm not sure I want to discuss it or have the energy to discuss it.
"You know, I think the real reason you're down is because you're 36 and you look 36, and that's hard."
Do you learn anything about yourself from watching her imitation of you?
Oh, yes. I kind of remind myself of my mother. My mother was a believer that you put your lipstick on and you powdered your nose. And I think I see that there in myself and I say, "Oh, no. I don't want to be that way." But what can you do?
And speaking of the inevitable gravity of being your mother, Though Maria Bamford started her imitation to detach from her mom, it ended up having the reverse effect. It brought her closer.
Like, it cheers me up to think about what she would say about things. Like, I like the idea that she has a certain point of view on life and things are certain, or if she's not around, I can make her be around. In terms of, like, I would like to be more like her as I get older. Like, I'm hoping that my impersonation just bleeds into I'm her.
Are you really hoping that?
Yeah. You know, I could just be the full-on Marilyn Bamford because she's a very likable person, you know. She's always bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. It's like, oh, honey, we're in Turkey, and I wanted to call you because the hotel next door is on fire, and your father is vining it. We are going to have dinner tonight in the town square, and everybody's out.
And Marilyn Bamford, in her own way, has experienced an unanticipated benefit from her daughter's impressions of her.
I think that many women my age who are, you know, catching up with 70, you know, feel kind of invisible. So therefore, when you have your daughter doing these really wonderful and gifted impressions of you, it makes you kind of immortal in some way. And that's kind of a lovely thing to happen at this age.
Maria had actually never heard this. And when we told her, she made three noises.
Oh. Oh. Wah. That's really... Well, yeah, because my mom is such a delight.
Three noises that kind of sum up the entire messy relationship between children and their well-meaning parents. You, the child, feel deep affection and gratitude.
Aww.
But then sometimes something mixes in. Frustration, maybe.
Aww.
At the imposition of those first emotions. Because to love your parents and to feel frustrated by the complexity and obligation of those relationships are two realities that are forever entangled.
Wah.
Elise Spiegel is co-host of NPR's new program, Invisibilia. You can hear the program on many public radio stations this weekend, and the podcast is available for download on npr.org and on itunes.com/NPR.
Support for Invisibilia comes from Arizona State University, with more than 90 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. And from Quantcast, providing digital advertising technology that uses big data for marketers to reach new customers across the web. Learn more at quantcast.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.